Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
Despite freezing temperatures and recent heavy snow, Azerbaijan's authorities have taken the roof off the apartment block and cut off water and phone lines, forcing residents of the building's upper floors to leave, whether they like it or not. Pensioner Natalia Alibyakova is one of the few homeowners still left. She says the compensation offered by the government is not enough to buy a similar property elsewhere. She told the BBC that Eurovision will now, for her, always be a painful reminder of how she lost her home. Azerbaijan's authorities argue that the compensation is adequate, and Eurovision's organisers say the evictions are nothing to do with the contest. But human rights organisation Human Rights Watch says the evictions risk overshadowing the song contest. Azerbaijan sees Eurovision as a chance to attract international attention. But that spotlight is proving less welcome, as it's also revealing alleged human rights abuses.